You're listening to The Leadership Pod, episode 57, 3 Ways to Speak Like a Leader at Work. Welcome to The Leadership Pod, the go-to podcast for ambitious emerging leaders. I'm Kara Ronan. I'm a leadership coach and best-selling video course creator for Business Etiquette 101, Social Skills for Success, and the Assertive Communication Skills Masterclass. I created this podcast to help you build your brand, visibility, and influence so you can unlock your leadership potential. Enjoy this episode. Welcome back to the 57th episode of The Leadership Pod, and we are talking all about communication, specifically leadership communication. And I'm going to share with you 3 ways that you can speak like a leader at work. And this information is going to be really useful for you to use in meetings, in conferences, in general business discussions that happen around the office. And the aim is to help you communicate in a more assertive way and to come across as confident and more powerful as a leader. So I know that many of you listening may have difficulty presenting a confident version of yourself at work. Perhaps it's because you're a young professional early in your career, and you might be a bit intimidated by all the other senior, more experienced people around you in the office. Maybe it's because you're on the introverted side. That happens quite a lot. A lot of the people I work with are more on the introverted or on the shy side, and they simply don't know how to present a confident version of themselves. Or perhaps you suffer from self-doubt or the imposter syndrome, and you simply don't have enough conviction in your ideas to present them in a confident way. Whatever category you may fit into, this episode will definitely help you out. Now, I've done a lot of content on communication, on how to come across as confident, how to speak up in meetings. These are the most popular episodes actually on this podcast and on my YouTube channel. So once you have finished this episode, then definitely head over to some of the other episodes I've already recorded. I will put the link in the show notes for you so you can easily access those previous episodes, which have been really popular with listeners of this podcast. So today's episode is going to be a really quick episode today. I have had a couple of weeks off from recording a podcast episode. I had a lot of things on my plate the last couple of weeks, so I really needed to push some of the things that I was working on back. And unfortunately, the podcast was one of those areas that did not get my attention over the last couple of weeks. But I am very happy this weekend, this Sunday afternoon, to be again in my office recording another podcast episode for you. And in today's episode, you are going to learn 3 ways that you can speak like a leader at work. And I know, as I mentioned already, that leadership communication is something a lot of emerging leaders want to learn. It's not something we learn in formal education. Sometimes people pick it up as they go throughout their career. Maybe they have had a really good mentor who has guided them, who has helped them on their leadership journey and has given them some fantastic tips on how to communicate and how to speak like a leader at work to get their ideas across, to get buy-in for their decisions as well. But not everybody reaches the leadership level and has the ability to communicate with confidence and to communicate with power either. So I hope this episode will give you some ideas on how you can start to do that. If it's something that you have never done before and you know you need to work on and you know you want to work on it, I really hope the 3 ideas I'm going to share with you in this episode will help you on that journey. So the first idea is to be okay with disagreeing. And this one took me a long time to get used to. I grew up in an environment where disagreeing was not allowed. So to change that as an adult in the business world, it took me a long time to get used to it. And like any behavioral change, it is possible, but you first need to be aware of the issue that you have, of the block that you might have, and then work at changing that and overcoming that block. So the first step is to be aware of it. And that's what I want you to start thinking about right now as you're listening to this episode. Think of what could be stopping you from disagreeing. And and take note of how you currently communicate at work in the office. Do you find yourself agreeing with people all the time or very, very often, even when you don't want to? If you do, then this is a big sign that you need to start disagreeing with people, and you might need to start being okay with disagreeing. Disagreeing is really important in leadership. People want to know what you think. They want to know your opinion. They want to know your insights, your knowledge on an issue. That is why they hired you at the end of the day. And a lot of emerging leaders forget that. A lot of people who are advancing in their career, they forget that. They forget that they have been hired for their value, for their expertise, for their knowledge, for their intelligence. And if you have grown up in a environment, whether it's a family environment, a cultural environment that did not allow you to disagree, that led you to believe disagreeing was not allowed, it was not okay, it was a bad thing, I want you to know, as you are listening to this episode, that disagreeing is fine in business. Disagreeing is acceptable in business. And in fact, disagreeing is welcome in business. Different opinions are okay, and they are sought after by many, many organizations, especially those organizations who value creativity and innovation. Because when you disagree with somebody and you have a better idea or a different idea, that is how you generate creativity. And it's how you bring innovation to a team or to a company. So there is nothing wrong with disagreeing. There is nothing wrong with offering a different opinion or a different idea. And I really want you to understand that, and I want you to be okay with disagreeing. So if you grew up like me in a family environment or with a mindset that disagreeing was not allowed or it wasn't a good thing, then I want you to know that it's something you need to work on, because this is obviously a block, something that's stopping you from disagreeing when you need to and when you want to. And if you prevent yourself from disagreeing as a leader, you will not get your opinions, you will not get your ideas out there in the team and in the company. And those ideas you have, which are probably fantastic ideas, they will remain a secret. They will remain hidden. They will continue to be hidden. No one will know about them. So you need to start voicing those opinions and disagreeing with people if you need to or if you want to. And the way you do this is you start by disagreeing with small things. So if you find disagreeing a bit challenging, then start off by disagreeing with small things and with people who are less challenging as well, and then move up to more difficult topics and more difficult people. At the end of the day, it's all about practice, and you need to become familiar with disagreeing, get comfortable with disagreeing with people. So this is a strategy I often recommend my clients to do if they're not used to disagreeing, they've never really done it before, then I recommend they start off by disagreeing with small things, less challenging people, and then slowly move up gradually to more difficult levels. And eventually they get used to it. The second tip I want to share with you is to learn to delegate. So a couple of years ago, I was doing some research with companies in Australia, finding out what skills executive leaders in those companies wanted to see in their emerging leaders. And the people they were thinking of when I asked this question were people moving from entry level to mid level, or maybe mid level to senior level. So basically people who were starting to become in charge of a team and starting to have more responsibility in their role. And every person I asked said that they wanted their emerging leaders to delegate more. Delegation is really, really important as you advance into leadership. Many people don't know how to do it, or sometimes they know how to do it, but they simply don't want to do it. These are the two things that stop a lot of people from delegating. And I will unwrap both of those issues right now in this episode. So addressing people don't know how to do it. You know, why do people not know how to delegate? Well, the fact is, you are so used to being delegated to, you don't know how to delegate to other people. You don't know how to structure your request. You don't know what to say to when you're going to ask someone to do something for you. But delegation really isn't difficult at all. And I'm going to share with you a structure right now that you can use the next time you want to delegate to somebody at work. So here's an example. Stephen, could you send me XYZ report by lunchtime? Or Stephen, I need XYZ report by lunchtime. Do you think you can manage that? Both of these examples are polite, they are assertive, and they do not and will not damage your relationship with that person or your leadership reputation, but they will allow you to get your request across and they will allow you to delegate successfully. So addressing the second issue as to why people don't delegate, well, quite often they don't want to do it. And this is more about people wanting to do all of the work themselves. People not wanting to let go of the work they are used to doing and giving it to other people to do instead. Maybe you can relate to this. Maybe you refrain from delegating because you want all of the glory that comes with the work, with that particular task. Maybe you don't trust other people to do the task as well as you do it. Whatever the reason is, it's not a good enough reason to not delegate to people. Part of being a leader is separating yourself from the day-to-day tasks and giving responsibility to other people. That's what leaders do. Leaders do not spend time doing small day-to-day tasks. You do that when you are early in your career. But as you advance into leadership, you need to give responsibility for those tasks to other people. Help them learn. Help other people in your team learn so that you can put your time and energy into bigger responsibilities. And this is really your value, and it is definitely your strength as a leader. It's in those big issues. It's in the problems, the goals, the vision for your team and for your company. That is where your strength is. That is where your value is. And that is why you have that leadership position. So you really need to leverage this. You really need to understand that your time needs to be spent and put towards the things that matter for the advancement, for the growth of your team and for your company. And in order to do that, you need to delegate off the smaller tasks. Delegate off the tasks you do not need to do that other people can perfectly do, even if they need a bit of support and a bit of guidance from you as a leader. Think of it this way. You are helping, you are supporting others to learn those tasks. And this is a really noble part of leadership. This is what leadership is all about, helping people grow, helping them develop as a professional. It's a bonus for them because you help them advance in their career. And it's also a bonus for your team because you help your team grow. You help everybody in your team equip themselves with skills that will make you, your team, and your company a lot more competitive. So don't be afraid of delegating. Don't be afraid of delegating tasks to others. And in fact, I encourage you to do it. Tip number three is to become more opinionated. This is similar to disagreeing, the first tip I talked to you about. So basically, you have been hired for your opinion, and people want to know what your opinion is. As a leader, it is your job and it's your responsibility to tell them what your opinion is. This means you need to become more opinionated. So I want you to speak up in meetings, speak up more in meetings. If you already do it a little bit, do it a lot more. I want you to speak up during other conversations with your coworkers, with your clients as well. And I want you to offer your opinion with confidence and also with conviction. I think there is a great need for emerging leaders to become more opinionated in the workplace, to be okay with sharing their opinion. And it doesn't have to be done in an aggressive way or an off-putting way. You know, the idea of somebody who is opinionated, it kind of has a negative connotation to it, right? And a lot of people don't want to be seen as opinionated. But opinions are very, very valuable in leadership and they need to be heard. As a leader, you need to have your opinion heard. If you are somebody who isn't used to sharing your opinion, and I was one of those people, and in a way I still am, or if you think your opinion doesn't matter, because that's a big issue as well, you may be okay with sharing your opinion, but perhaps in previous workplaces, previous companies you've worked for, when you shared your opinion, nobody cared. nobody did anything about it. Nobody responded. So you may have developed the mindset that your opinion doesn't matter. If either of those cases fit for you, if you are not used to sharing your opinion or you think your opinion doesn't matter, I want you to change that. Your opinion does matter. People want to hear it. You need to share it. Keeping your opinion to yourself or thinking that your opinion doesn't matter will not get you noticed as a leader. It will not help you build the reputation as a leader. And that is exactly why you are listening to this podcast episode and this podcast, or maybe watching my YouTube videos as well. It's to help you build the visibility and the influence as a leader. And I really want to help you do that. So I don't want you to keep your opinion to yourself anymore. And I don't want you to think that your opinion does not matter, because it does. Having a polarized opinion, as I touched on before, it's needed in many workplaces, and it is a fantastic way to make yourself stand out. So if you want to become more visible in the workplace, then stating your opinion and sharing it with others is a great way to do that. And if you want more tips on how to become more visible at work, then I will let you know about episode 35, where I talk about 5 easy ways to become more visible at work. And that episode will give you additional tips on how to grow your visibility in the workplace. And it's a really popular episode, a really popular YouTube video as well. And I will link to both of those in the show notes for this episode. So basically, I want you to be okay with disagreeing. I want you to learn to delegate. I want you to become more opinionated. These are the 3 ways that you can start to communicate and speak like a leader. And if you want to learn more about communicating with confidence, then assertive communication is something you definitely need to know, you need to be able to do. And my Assertive Communication Skills Masterclass is a fantastic resource for you to start on your assertive communication journey. It has helped so many students all around the world to simply gain the confidence to communicate better in the workplace, to communicate more assertively, to say no, to delegate, to disagree, to do so many things that are needed in leadership today. So if you want to check that course out, I will put the link for that in the show notes as well, with a discount coupon. So if you click on the link in the show notes, it will take you straight to the course, which will be heavily discounted, so you don't have to pay full price. So the show notes for this episode is going to be for episode 57, and you will find them on my website. Head over to executive-impressions.com/blog. Look for the show notes for this episode, episode 57, How to Speak Like a Leader, and all of the links to the resources and the course I just talked about will be in those show notes. I hope you enjoyed this very quick episode and the 3 ideas and tips that I shared with you. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find some useful tips in this episode, then please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, where you'll find videos to help you advance as an emerging leader. And I would love to hear from you via social media. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. The links are on my website. Take care, and thanks again for listening.